You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, October 16th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about new ads on X that might be illegal. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Recently, Mashable reported that on X, formerly Twitter, users were noticing a new type of advertisement. Minus a regular handle or username, the ad's headline looks like a normal tweet, with the avatar, a miniature of whatever featured image appears in the body of the post. There is no notification in the upper right-hand corner saying ad, and users can't click on the ad to see more about who paid for it. But Twitter's new ad interface may be more than just annoying. It may be illegal. Under Section 5A of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission Act, companies are banned from using deceptive ad practices, meaning consumers must know that ads are, well, ads. For social platforms, that means that any native advertising or advertising designed to look like content on the platform needs to be clearly labeled. There's really no doubt to us that X's lack of disclosure here misleads consumers, says Sarah K. Wiley, Policy and Partnerships Director at Check My Ads, an ad industry watchdog group. Consumers are simply not able to differentiate what is content and what is not paid content. Even I've been duped, and I work in this space. X did not immediately respond to a request for comment. X has two feeds, a following feed that is meant to show users content from accounts they follow, and a For You feed that includes algorithmically recommended content from across the platform. Wiley says she has seen examples of this unlabeled ad content in both feeds. What's more confusing is the fact that some other content is still labeled as ads. It's really egregious because some ads are still marked as ads, says Wiley. It really provides opportunities for fraudulent marketers to reach consumers. An FTC staff attorney with the agency's Ad Practices Division, who spoke to Wired on condition of anonymity, says that the agency encourages platforms to use a consistent format for advertising disclosures in order to avoid confusing customers. And Wiley says that if advertisers think X is doing the work of labeling their content when it's not, they could also face compliance issues for not properly disclosing that their posts are ads. The advertisers themselves are also victims, she says. It's no secret that X has been scrambling to bring in ad revenue. After Elon Musk took ownership of the company, he publicly declared that it would roll back content moderation efforts and fired much of the staff responsible for this work. Brands, worried that their ads would appear next to disinformation or hateful content, began abandoning the platform. Musk has tried to turn the ship around, bringing in CEO Linda Yaccarino, an experienced advertising executive who Musk has reportedly undermined, acting in ways that go against her promises to make the platform safer for advertisers. But recent data shows that the platform has seen a 42% drop in ad revenue since Musk's takeover. X has also begun selling ads via Google Ad Manager and InMobi, a marked shift from its historical practice of dealing with advertisers directly. And it gets even more complicated and thorny for X. In 2011, then Twitter was issued a consent decree, which would allow the government to take legal action against the company for not safeguarding user data, thereby making it vulnerable to hackers. As part of that settlement with the FTC, Twitter will be barred for 20 years from misleading consumers about the extent to which it protects the security, privacy, and confidentiality of non-public consumer information, the FTC stated at the time. Showing users ads that they don't know are ads would likely put the company in violation of this agreement, says Christopher Terry, associate professor of media law at the University of Minnesota. The whole point of putting native advertising is to slap a cookie on your computer that then makes you subject to all kinds of horrific other advertising, says Terry. If X collects data from clicks on content that users don't know are ads, that's likely a violation of the company's agreement to protect user data and the consent decree, he says. While it's likely that the FTC could have grounds to come after X, Terry says he's not sure the agency will prioritize the platform, noting the agency's current focus on antitrust actions against Google and Amazon. In May, however, the agency ordered several social media companies, including X, to disclose how they were keeping fraudulent ads off their platforms. And Terry says that if the FTC decides to pursue X, Musk and his company could be in real trouble. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, learn why finding a tech job is still a nightmare. Checking in on Wired Science, a groundbreaking human brain cell atlas just dropped. And on Wired Security, a new protocol vulnerability will haunt the web for years. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.